Sundays, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news out of Haiti, where two U.S.-based flights have been hit by gunfire. One, a Spirit plane, was about to land in Port-au-Prince. The other, JetBlue, had originated in Haiti and landed safely in New York. Kevin Adair was on the Spirit flight.
The pilot hit the gas and we took off and we accelerated, and there were quite a few G-forces kind of pushing you into your seat as we went off.
The union says one flight attendant was injured. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The U.S. Embassy in Haiti says it's aware of gang-led efforts to block travel to and from the Port-au-Prince airport amid ongoing unrest there. Spirit says the airline has suspended service to Haiti, and they're not alone.
JetBlue and American have also paused flights. Lots of Verizon customers in the East have no internet service this morning. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
According to Down Detector, it's affecting millions of people on the East Coast, from Philadelphia to Richmond. In a post on X, Verizon wrote, "There's either an outage or network maintenance impacting your area. We don't have full details just yet. Our apologies for any inconvenience this is causing."
Patience and tolerance pay off for a one-time Trump foe. Correspondent Matt Piper explains.
President-elect Donald Trump is expected to name Senator Marco Rubio of Florida as his nominee for Secretary of State. The pair have come a long way since they were rivals in the 2016 Republican primaries, when Trump referred to Rubio as Little Marco, and Rubio made insinuations about Trump's manhood in a presidential debate.
A week after the election, lawmakers are ready to choose leaders in the U.S. House. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Despite this being a tumultuous political moment, the leadership of both parties in the U.S. House could emerge unscathed. That means no major challenge has surfaced to House Speaker Mike Johnson's job, or the job of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who's also from Louisiana. Same is true for Democrats. Republicans aren't guaranteed the majority, but they're on a trajectory towards winning it.
CBS News projects Ruben Gallego has beaten Carrie Lake in Arizona's Senate race. It'll make Gallego the first Latino senator from the state. Leaves just one race still to be decided between Pennsylvania's Democratic incumbent Bob Casey and his GOP challenger David McCormick, who's leading the vote count. Meet the most powerful people in business. Fortune's just released its first ever accounting. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper takes a look.
Topping the list is Elon Musk, who once said of those who don't want to advertise on his social media platform,
"If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go yourself."
Coming in second, Jensen Huang, CEO and founder of NVIDIA, followed by Satya Nadella, head of Microsoft.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
More good news for you. Community Stories Junior starts November 14th. It'll air on WFHR on Thursdays from 5 to 6 with me, your host, Melissa Kay.
The Milwaukee Bucks tried to avoid the cellar. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
"Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it, all of us, me, them, together."
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year, along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
To laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love, and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Civic Media Morning. My name is Greg Bach. Welcome to the show, 6 to 8. Me and Todd Alba are sitting in for Pat Kreitlow, who is on a much-deserved vacation right now. And right now we are still waiting for Todd to enter, and we are having some technical difficulties in Madison. So we are happy that you are here with us today. We hope that you are driving safe, being safe, hope maybe even sleeping in, listening to us on the Civic Media radio app. You can always get in touch with us. The number is 855-752-4842. Once again, 855-752-4842 is the number. Get in touch with us. Send us a text. That's all the same number. We'd love to hear from you here at Civic Media Mornings. Lots and lots and lots going on, especially in the realm of appointments from the president-elect Donald Trump. We hear rumors that Marco Rubio is going to be Secretary of State, I believe. And just this morning when I was looking at my phone, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is being eyed up for Secretary of Homeland Security. If you have any thoughts on that, you can always get in touch with us. You can send us a text. You can send us a message on the live stream, which is going up. But we want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on with you. And we are, once again, getting Todd all set up with his technology and whatnot. Because sometimes technology, especially in the morning, technology is kind of weird. But we want to hear from you, and we want to talk about all that's going on right now. It is getting chillier out there today. We got weather from Brittany Merlot coming up in the second hour. But most of all, it's just good that we still have a little bit of not too cold out, and we look forward to, let's see here, we're just, sorry folks, I'm just getting a message here from Todd. Yeah, yes, he's working on getting in here right now. My apologies. Yeah. All right. Looks like he is working on that. So, yeah, we want to hear from you. Sorry about that, folks. We're looking up at the current weather right now in Wisconsin here. Weather from all across. Let's see here. We got up in the north. It's actually got it really, really chilly. Up in the north, we got temperatures between 23 and 27. Down here in southeastern Wisconsin, it's fluctuating between the mid to upper 30s with all the way down where I live down in Kenosha in the lower 40s. And it's jacket weather, I guess. I gotta give in and get myself a jacket because I don't usually wear one until December, but that's not healthy, so I don't recommend that. I'm just a warm gentleman by nature. But we want to hear from you. What's it like where you are at right now? And just setting up our live stream because we want you to be able to see us. And we're just, yeah, once again, folks, sorry about that. We are having some technical difficulties here with our feed in Madison. So let's see here. If you are on the live stream right now, you are looking at me. Hello, everybody. Hi there. And yeah, we got temperatures. We got Brittany Merlot coming up later. And we got a lot of stuff we got to talk about with regard to what's going on with the new Trump administration and everything they are taking care of with regard to their transition team. And yeah, we're I think we might actually have a Todd Alba.
Ah, good man.
Todd Alba.
What fresh hell has wrought on Tuesday?
I did what was called C-level, if not D-level, coverage.
No, you were fantastic.
Oh, now, thank you.
Now, just keep talking for a second, because I have to do one more thing. I have to unplug my headset from my one thing here so I don't have complete reverb for the next 2 hours. Hang on. I'm going to be right back with you. I'm not going anywhere, folks.
He's not leaving us again, folks. He's not leaving us.
All right, now can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Woo! That's fantastic. Fantastic. All right. So here's what we're going to talk about for the next, I don't know how long, because, you know, good morning, everyone. By the way, Pat Kreitlow is on a well-deserved vacation. Greg Bach needs all kinds of love and anything else he wants for being a hero this morning. And it's one of those weeks, as it turns out. And Kreitlow will be back next Tuesday or next Monday with Up North News Radio. I am Todd Allball and filling in today. And thank God it's the last day for all you wonderful listeners out there of Up North News Radio, because Matt Rothschild will be here tomorrow and Thursday. And then on Friday, Luke Mathers is going to be there. Yeah. So here's the deal. I understand not everybody in this company is a broadcaster, but when you are a broadcaster, one of the rules you learn when you go to college for broadcasting 101 is when someone else is using equipment or a studio and leaves it set in a certain way for the next day, you do not touch that equipment unless you ask, or unless you put a note somewhere that says, hey, I changed all your settings. But some Yahoo decides, well, I don't know, I just need to get something done, so I'll go in that studio, I'll just screw Todd over. I mean, I'm sure they didn't think that they were screwing me over, but that's essentially what they did. So, yeah, I'm a little salty with the unprofessionalism around here, but, you know, that's what we got this morning.
It's the no...
That's what we got.
Todd, it's the no futzing rule. No futz.
The what?
The no futzing rule. I didn't say that.
That would have been so appropriate.
Yeah. All right, but now we're going to take a deep breath in. We're
going to
take
my stuff.
We're going to take a deep breath in.
Yeah.
Deep breath out. There we go. It's wonderful.
If you have ever had something like this happen, I would love to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. When you put something into place, particularly for work or even around the house, and you know it's for a work or a project, people should leave it alone. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I don't disagree with you.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
I'm just glad I'm not the guy who futzed.
You know why I knew something was wrong? As soon as I walked in the studio, the microphone was a completely weird angle that I didn't leave it yesterday when I walked out of the studio. I'm like, oh, geez. And also, by the way, our internet still is not working here at the world headquarters. It didn't work yesterday morning, and then I was told, I don't know, I've never seen this before. We have bugs in the system, and then it started working yesterday. Well, everything's fine. I walk in this morning. You know how I'm broadcasting from you right now? A shout out to them. Yeah. My internet right now, why I'm able to come to you and you can hear me, is thanks to U.S. Cellular Wi-Fi hotspot. That's right. This entire show is relying on U.S. Cellular Wi-Fi hotspot. Not joking. Not joking at all.
I expect free phones, U.S. Cellular, please and thank you.
I'm due for a phone. So here's a great story to start off the morning.
What's up?
So I have an iPhone 11. So that's like almost four going on 5 years model old. No, that's not a brag at all because the 16 just came out. And because usually they set these things up so that you got to get them once every 2 years, right? Maybe three if you're lucky. Well, here's my old salesperson at U.S. Cellular, Jameson Starr, who sadly is no longer here. What a great name, by the way. Yeah. He worked on radio, Jameson Starr. And he taught me if you use the plug-in for your phone on the bottom for the recharge it, that actually drains the battery quicker.
Yes.
So he set me up with one of these things where it's, what do you call it, magnetic or whatever the chargers.
Yeah.
I can tell you from experience, it prolonged the use of my battery life by a good 2 years.
I was going to say, I've learned that you should, with your phone, should let it drain down to very low on a fairly regular basis and then charge it. You shouldn't charge it at like 70%. And I mean, I do, but I shouldn't charge it at 70%. You shouldn't leave it on a charger all the time because that constantly is working your battery. And my phone has something called adaptive charging where it will adapt at a slower rate to help preserve the life of the battery. You can even check and see. My phone tracks how many times I've charged it. It's very...
What do you have?
I have a Google Pixel 9 Pro XL.
Whoa. Excuse me,
Greg Bach. Which is Google's way of saying, we made an iPhone without getting sued.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean...
I like that a lot.
And I did something I've never done before, Todd. I bought a phone... I bought the Google Pixel 8 Pro last year, and I bought the new one this year. I've never done that before. That felt like a very extravagant purchase, but they gave me like half off. They gave me like half trade in. I'm like, I can't say no.
Really?
This is a value.
No,
welcome to Civic Media Mornings, everybody.
Where Todd and Greg discuss what you should do with your cell phone. Well, you got to my point, which you helped me get to my point, which is I went to get a new phone or because I'm due or whatever. Because, you know, they say it's quote-unquote free or whatever, but you have to sign the two-year contract and they lock you in, right? Which is fine. I don't care. And the nice people said, come back on Black Friday because it'll be totally free and you won't have to pay like the $300 for it.
Nice.
And so, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do something this year I have not done in a long, long time. Venture in a store on Black Friday or Black Friday weekend simply to save $300. Is it worth it?
Yes.
I don't know. Really? You think it is?
I think U.S. Cellular, it's not like a Best Buy or a Walmart where people are going to be like crowding over everybody. I think if you have a plan and you go in there, say like, I don't know, closer, like an hour before closing. And just, you should be good to go.
That's a good idea.
You should be good to go.
All right. Well, very good. Temperatures this morning around the state of Wisconsin, 18 chilly degrees up at Duluth Superior, 27 at Ashland, 28 over at Amory, 30 degrees in La Crosse, Wisconsin, 25 in Eau Claire, 30 degrees over at Wausau, 27 down in the Driftless in Richland Center, 37 here in Madison, 45 balmy degrees where Greg Bach is at in Racine and Kenosha, 36 in Green Bay, 32 in Oshkosh. So there you go. There's your temperatures around the state of Wisconsin this morning. We'll come back. Todd will get some coffee in him, take a breath. Technology and U.S. Cellular is bringing you this morning's version of Civic Media This Morning. We'll be back after this in Civic Media. Proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine.
Good day, sunshine. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
stars,
the tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Civic Media this morning. Todd Alball in for a vacationing and well-deserved. And quite frankly, I wish I was with him, Pat Kreitlow. It is 21 past the hour of 6 o'clock. Greg Jamach doing yeoman's work of keeping things going in an otherwise chaotic Tuesday morning. I hope it's not for you. I hope you woke up, you had your coffee, and everything that you left for to get ready this morning was exactly where you left it to get ready when you went to bed last night. I hope that's the case for you. It's a beautiful morning, and across the state of Wisconsin, checking the 511 road conditions, according to Wisconsin Department of Transportation, no major incidents. Might be a fender bender, I guess, here or there, but nothing's closing down any roadways across the state of Wisconsin. Your commute to school and to work this morning should be a smooth one. Just allow a little extra time, as they say on occasion. Weather forecast for the temperatures around the state of Wisconsin. Let's go south to north. Greg Bach enjoying a balmy 45 degrees along Lake Michigan over there in Racine and Kenosha. Waukesha at 36 degrees. Oshkosh 32. Green Bay 36. Madison here in the capital city of 37 degrees. Gets a little cooler over the Driftless, 27 in Richland Center, 30 degrees along the Mississippi. The Ole Miss, as Chevy Chase once said, 30 degrees in La Crosse, up in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I had a broadcasting co-student at UB Platteville, and he used to pronounce it Eau Claire.
Oh.
So I always think of, Eau Claire, Eau Claire.
I love Eau Claire in the morning.
Right? Eau Claire. Is it Eau Claire or Eau Claire when you eat it, though? I think it's supposed to be Eau Claire, right?
I don't know. I've always said it was an Eau Claire. Pastry? When it's an eclair when you eat it, it's a...
Oh.
I love a chocolatey eclair. Eclair or Eau Claire.
I love the smell of napalm and Eau Claire in the morning.
Todd and Greg figuring out all the world's biggest problems here on Civic Media Mornings. 6 to 8, only today.
Only today. 28 degrees over at Avery. 18 degrees. Put another log on the fire and a cup of coffee Oofers. On the stove up there in Duluth Superior. Folks in Duluth are like, this is nothing. They're hardy souls in Duluth Superior.
They're sturdy people.
Yes, and wonderful people at that. Yeah. We were up there earlier this year. 27 degrees in the buzz of the north up in Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the Berkey Biner.
Oh, man.
I want to go back to the Perky Binder.
Yeah.
There was no snow for the Perky Binder last year.
Yeah,
I'm hoping there's snow this year.
We interviewed Sean earlier this year about mm-hmm. that, and they said, you know, we can't rule out canceling it, but we really don't want to. But they made it work this year, and I guess, you know, they'll just have to adapt it for the weather because we're getting less and less snow. And I don't even call it, people are like, oh, we had a mild winter. We had no winter this year.
Not much of one, though.
No.
Not much at all.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick look at a little sports scores for you. The NBA around the league last night, it was the Cleveland Cavaliers over the Chicago Bulls, 119-113. The Wizards beat the Rockets beat the Wizards, 107-92. The Brooklyn Nets over the Pelicans, 107-105. It was the Thunder down under. No, just the Thunder beat the Clippers last night, 134-128. Also, the San Antonio Spurs over the Kings by a score of 116-96. Did the Bucks play last night?
I don't think so. I think they played tonight.
They were off? All right. Oh, they play tonight. All right.
Yeah, just
Bucks struggling a little bit. What's going on down there in with the Bucks this year?
I mean, so anyone who knows me knows that I'm not the biggest basketball fan at all. But like
and quite frankly, I'm a college, but not NBA. But go ahead.
But if you're in radio, you talk to sports people, you hear sports, you listen to their analysis, and last year they were supposed to be the dominant team, and it just took them way too long to really get going. And then this year, it just seems like they're being tripped before they can even take off. And you've got injuries with Chris Middleton. You've got, you know, Giannis and Lillard seem to be performing, but they can't score all of the points.
They can't do a 2-on-5 every night.
No, exactly. But the other thing too is,
it turns out,
and I mean, I don't want to. I don't know Doc Rivers. I've never met him. He seems like a great mm-hmm. fella, but it just seems like his attitude towards like, yeah, we lost. We didn't play well. It's like, is that okay? What are you going to do? Because currently, I think they're still paying three coaches.
I think you're right.
Coach Bud, the guy to replace Coach Bud, or the guy before him, and then Doc Rivers. Like, no, they had a guy after Coach Bud, and then they fired him. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, paying three coaches. I don't know. And then I hear, like, Paul Noonan saying last week that, no, the Bucks are kind of an old team now. I'm like, what? Giannis is barely 30. So
all these rumors swirling that Giannis might want out of Milwaukee and traded out. I don't know. I know he wants to win, but he just signed to be up whatever year ago so.
That's a huge change in less than a year. I don't know. I don't want to believe. Yeah. I think he wants to win, and I think he wants to be on a winning team. If you gave him the option, said, "Hey, if the Bucks can win, do you want to do that?" He'd say, "Yeah, of course I would. I'm not going to do
of course.
I'm not doing the Greek accent, but of course he would." it's just, I don't know. It's frustrating to watch because I mean, I'm like I said, not a big basketball fan, but I want them to win, and my friends want them to win. My friends are huge Bucks fans, and they just don't. They cannot seem to click it into second gear, let alone full gear.
It's a little confusing, confounding. The good part of it is that the NBA season lasts 18 months.
So yes,
and we're still very early in the NBA season.
The 2024 NBA season will wrap up somewhere in 2028. They'll take a 20-minute break and get right back into it for the 2029 season.
That's the way I feel sometimes. It's too long of a season.
I agree.
It's too long.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. These are the worlds. These are the trials and tribulations. We're going to come back and look at some actual, that's real news as well. But we'll look at some newsy news. Greg alluded to it or touched on it at the top of the show. Marco Rubio, little hands Marco, has found himself a new position in a fairly big job.
Old thirsty rubes. Like, thirsty rubes.
Yes. it's really intriguing and interesting to see this all unfold in real time. But as we said on yesterday's show, Tuesday was mess around, and now we're going to find out.
Yep.
So here we are. We're living through the find out part.
Yep.
And it's interesting to say the least.
Yeah, interesting.
But we're going to get another cup of coffee. Greg Bach will be along with us as well. Pat Kreitler will remain happily on vacation, and you'll come on back. We'll check some news headlines. It is Civic Media This Morning on the Civic Media Radio Network, brought to you by U.S. Cellular.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A Wisconsin beef producer picking up accolades on the national scene. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Who is he? I'll tell you next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Cody Quam from Lodi, one of the owner-operators of Marta Angus in Lodi, was recognized as the Young Breeder of the Year by the National Angus Association. Cody said it came as quite a surprise.
It was an amazing honor to be recognized amongst the talented and hardworking people of the Angus industry. To be recognized as a Young Producer of the Year, Young Breeder of the Year, it was actually very, very humbling and very, I guess, rewarding to know that all the work you try and do and keep your nose to the grindstone actually gets recognized once in a while.
Cody Quam from Lodi, part of the Marta Angus family, he was named the Young Breeder of the Year at the 141st Angus Association Convention that just wrapped up down in Fort Worth. Markets are next.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Tough day in the dairy complex yesterday. Barrel cheese dropped 8 to 168 and 3 quarters. 40-pound black cheese was down a penny at 171. AA butter on Monday dropped a half a cent to 264 and a half per pound. So this morning, as we get started, right now we've got December corn up a penny and 3 quarters at 432. March corn's up a penny at 444. January soybeans are down 8 at 1014. November next year beans down 9 at 1036. December wheat's currently 2 cents stronger at 268. July new crop wheat up 2 at $6. And December class 3 milk that goes into cheese right now 4 cents stronger at $18.99 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons & Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. Todd Allball, along with the magnificent, the wonderful, the effervescent Greg Bach down there in beautiful Racine in Kenosha this morning, getting us up, getting us going. Hopefully it's a beautiful morning for you as well. Glad to have you along with us. Pat Kreitlow is on a well-deserved vacation on a beautiful luxury yacht somewhere in the Mediterranean, and he has someone feeding him grapes right now.
No, he's feeding his wife grapes. He's feeding his wife grapes.
Yes, that's right. You're 100% right. Well-deserved vacation by Mr. Kreitlow. He and Up North News Radio will return on Monday morning. Taking a quick check of temperatures for you around the state of Wisconsin again at this hour. Guess what? We are up 1 degree in Duluth Superior. It is a balmy 19 this morning on a Tuesday in Duluth Superior. 27 over in Ashland. Now 28 degrees in Hayward. Looks like 25 in Eau Claire, 30 degrees in La Crosse, Wisconsin, 32 in Wisconsin Rapids, 27 in Richland Center, 37 here in the capital city of Madison. It is 25 up in Wausau, Wisconsin, 36 over in Green Bay, home of your Green Bay Packers, 32 in Oshkosh Bagosh, 36 in the old vacant lot over at WAUK in Waukesha, and 45 degrees in Racine in Kenosha. That is your weather forecast this morning. They use the old studio at WAUK for a haunted house this year, I'm told.
Welcome to Waukesha's.
Smells like cigarettes everywhere, but it's
only
fantastic.
Haunted dentist office. Yeah. Oh!
Mice everywhere.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story. Fantastic. It's a beautiful morning here on a Tuesday on this 12th. I'm very excited because I actually prepared for today, despite what the technology may show you. But I prepared. And coming up at 10 till, great day in history. Great. Okay. I'm very excited to get all your take on this, Greg Bach, and those of our listeners as well. It's one of my favorite things.
Hey, so Todd, if listeners want to get a hold of us, how do they do that?
Thank you so very much for asking, Greg Bach. They can give us a call at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Call in Greg Bach, give him your favorite breakfast menu, and he will make something for us tomorrow. Oh, but I will not be here. Yeah. It will be Matt Rothschild.
There you go.
Who is a birder, by the way. This is very fascinating. He likes the bird. He goes and he I'm not sure if he does. I think he does it alone, and they have birding groups. And he goes all over the country.
Oh, a birder. I thought you said he was a burger. Like that was his breakfast of choice. Like he likes a good old sloppy burger in the morning.
I have not had enough coffee, and my vocal cords and my head is still trying to open up. And so, birder, like tweet, tweet. Yeah. He can tell you the difference between a warbler and a tufted titmouse.
So just wanted to say tufted titmouse on the radio. You know who else loves birds?
Who?
Our very own Jane Mattenair.
Yes, you're right. Now, why have they never done a segment together on this?
I don't know. Well, I will say this. With the election, we got real into the, we were in the political, muck. We were talking about that lots and lots and lots. Now that that's over, the train has left. The carnival has left. They have, politics has no interest in Wisconsin anymore. They don't want to send us their celebrities and high up political operatives. Right, yeah. We can talk about things like birds and stuff that's going on. That's what I'm looking forward to, Todd, honestly. Post-election is now focusing on Wisconsin, the businesses, the stuff to do, especially with the fall and winter coming. Have good conversations with, really great Wisconsinites, teachers, professors about all the wonderful things that the dairy state has to offer.
Yes, 100% agree with that. And coming up hour two, we are going to have a conversation. We have a guest here on the morning as well. So I'm looking, well, stay tuned. You'll find out. You didn't know about this?
I didn't know about this. Todd, I'm gonna ask you a question. If you booked this guest,
I did not.
Oh, you didn't. I was gonna say, because no. Like, if you didn't book this guest,
it's a regular Tuesday guest. I'm totally gonna join us today.
Okay, great. I hope they have the link.
I believe they do. I saw an email, but unless they have U.S. Cellular, I'm not sure they'll be able to get through. We'll find out.
There
it is full of surprises here on Civic Media this morning. Check some news headlines for you around the world this morning. President-elect Donald Trump is likely, hold on to your hat, to pick Florida Senator Marco Rubio as his Secretary of State, according to many sources. As he rounds out the national security team, Rubio's selection for the role would signal Trump's willingness to aggravate China. After the and by the way, why shouldn't we, right? I mean what could possibly go wrong with that?
Yes.
Anyway, after the lead,
why don't we also just get a rocket and try to beat up the moon while we're at it? My goodness.
After the leading Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee spent years focused on the quote-unquote China threat theory, Rubio has used his perch to introduce legislation that would block tax credits for electric vehicle batteries produced using Chinese technology, and has grilled the FBI director on Beijing's influence over TikTok.
Oh,
with Trump also, here it comes. We're going to find out. With Trump also asking Florida Representative Mike Waltz, another lawmaker known to be a China hawk. Is that a bird? Could we have Jane or
it also it sounds wildly offensive too, like I don't know.
Right. It just means they're very aggressive towards China. It's old. Hawkish is an old political term.
Yeah.
Like somebody who's like pro, military aggression or to be aggressive towards a foreign power. I know you know that, but I just thought, I think that's a good point. There's a lot of these old political terms that get thrown around, and people are like, what the hell?
I've heard of war hawks and deficit hawks. I've never heard of a China hawk. Like,
made in Taiwan, as it turns out, to serve as his national security advisor. It's becoming clear that Trump's administration is likely to prioritize tough Chinese policy. Remember when Trump, in Trump's first term, when he invited President Xi to Mar-a-Lago, and all Trump could talk about in the post presser was how we had chocolate cake. The cake was very good. We had chocolate cake.
Those things are going to get even worse, Todd. And here's what I don't understand.
Oh, no.
Here's what I don't understand is this is a guy who will, without prompting, just start praising Xi Jinping. And how great he is and what a great leader he is. But on the other side of that coin, he is being so aggressive towards China, who is led by Xi Jinping. I don't understand how he's trying to have his chocolate cake and eat it too by praising them while also just firing off at them. It makes no sense to me.
Well said. Well said, Greg Brock.
Thank you.
And by the way, in addition to managing frayed ties between the U.S. and China, the incoming Trump administration will have to navigate several geopolitical conflicts, including the Ukraine-Russia and Israel-Hamas wars. As of this week, Russia has amassed tens of thousands of troops, including recently arrived North Korean soldiers that are prepared to retake Russia's Kursk region from Ukraine in the coming days. So hang on to your hats for that. Out west, not all out west, but on both sides of the country, dangerous wildfires are burning on the east and west coast, with firefighters in New York and New Jersey working to contain a deadly blaze spurred by an ongoing historic drought, while strong winds in Southern California could fan a destructive fire in Ventura County. The Jennings Creek fire has scorched more than 100 acres, across parts of New York and New Jersey, and is only 20% contained. What was the spirit? Did you guys talk about this on Matt on Air? Maybe you did with Pat as well. This story last week of a raccoon. I think it was in LaGuardia, New York Airport. They just got done redoing part of that, and in the Spirit Airlines section of LaGuardia, a raccoon fell out of the ceiling and was hanging by an electrical cord.
Oh.
And they had to round it up. Well, and literally, if you don't know, Spirit, if you go to their airline, the book on Spirit, which I unfortunately have a couple of times, their slogan is, quote, your ass and gas, unquote. Just your ass and gas. Now get this, two planes from the U.S.-based airline were struck by bullets yesterday while flying over Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, as Haitian authorities suspended all flights in and out of the capital and escalating gang violence. It was Spirit Airlines once again who was hit by gunfire while attempting to land in Port-au-Prince, resulting in what the airline described as, quote, minor injuries, unquote, to one crew member. In response to the Spirit incident, JetBlue and American Airlines temporarily canceled flights to and from Haiti. In a later statement, JetBlue extended its flight suspension through December 2nd, saying that damage from a bullet had been identified in one of its planes returning from the country. I get it. It's a little ironic that it happened to Spirit. It was obviously not Spirit's fault on this one, but wow.
Well, and the thing is,
just a lot of conflict, a lot of bad things going on right now for many of the good folks in Haiti.
I know, and I mean, okay. So
I know.
Remember when, you know, say like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, the biggest threat in America were Haitian immigrants just trying to live their lives legally in Springfield, Ohio.
Right.
We're not talking about that anymore. Sorry.
Nope.
I just kind of went off on a little tangent. You're talking about Haiti, and it's awful. The planes should not be shot at, and things like that shouldn't be happening. But I just think of myself like how, like, for a moment in time in this country, we were like, the Haitian immigrants.
Right.
They're taking over. No, they're not. They're not.
And go ahead.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I was going to say, you're right. The news cycle, the political cycle has moved on. But who I think about are the Haitian kids in grade school, middle school, and even high school in Springfield, Ohio, who are still being bullied and ridiculed.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the carnage that is wrought by the rhetoric of this campaign.
Yep. And we care. I care.
Right.
But, and It's the Haitian migrants. It's the people living there legally. It's the people of Springfield, Ohio. It's the mayor of that. It's that entire town that got used for political play and then thrown away. And all right, we'll see you in 4 years when you darn sure know we'll bring this up again.
Right. No, it is a sad situation, as they say. It is 6:46 this morning. Greg Bach, I drive a Dodge Ram 1500. What do you drive, if you don't mind me asking?
I drive a much tinier car. I drive a Honda Insight, which is also known as a Prius wannabe.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I drive a hybrid.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
I'll make clear that I did not know this.
Yeah.
I shouldn't lie. Honda recall. A government highway safety agency is investigating complaints that engines can fail on as many as 1.4 million Honda and Acura vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said in documents posted on its website that connecting rod bearings on vehicles with a 3.5-liter V6 engines can fail, leading to complete engine failure. The probe by the agency covers various Honda and Acura models made between 2016 and 2020. Honda recalled about 250,000 vehicles in November of 2023 to fix the same problem. In documents explaining the 2023 recall, the automaker said it had more than 1,400 warranty claims due to the bearing problem, but no reports of injuries. Check the recall, Greg Bach.
Mine is a 2010, so I drive my cars in the ground, baby, because I don't have any money.
Well, that's why I have a 2016 Ram. It is paid for, and it was one of the last years where I bought it a year old. Somebody else had owned it, and I bought it with a year old. But I bought the extended warranty. Like, and I have one of the few Dodge lifetime warranties. And I bought it for like $1,800.
Dang.
So it covers everything but like brake pads and lights. So I had I don't know that very much about vehicles at all. That's why I have a lifetime warranty. Yeah. And my manifold broke yesterday. And let me tell you, when you get to a certain age, your manifold breaks. I mean, you got real problems. And so I had to take it to where it connects the exhaust to the engine. And I took it in to the old Don Miller here in Madison. And it cost, I said, how much would it have cost if I didn't have the lifetime warranty? It was like over $2,000.
Yeah.
And my cost, $110 deductible.
Nice.
So I will drive this truck into the ground.
Darn right. Nice work.
And I get things all the time saying, we would love to give you a great value for your trade-in. Oh, I bet they would.
Hard pass.
Right. Not happening, folks. Not happening at all. We're going to come back this day in history. I cannot wait to bring this to you on the other side on Civic Media This Morning right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, brought to you by U.S. Cellular.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Waba.
Back to Civic Media This Morning on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Get you up and get you going. Greg Bach down at our station in Radio City Hall, Music Dancing Rockettes Park. What are you dialing up for us down there, Gregory?
This is Hotwired by one Brent Mason, one of the most legendary session guitar players in Nashville, Tennessee.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much. That is fantastic. Thank you very much, Greg.
No problem. That,
wonderful music here on the 12th of November, 2024. It's going to be, it looks like, another nice day across the state of Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot will join us after the 7 o'clock hour to give us the complete weather forecast. But it looks like a fairly standard day for the early part of November here, moving towards the middle part. As right now, temperatures across the state of Wisconsin range from 19 degrees up in beautiful Duluth Superior down to a balmy 45 in Racine, where Greg is at, 36 over in Green Bay, 30 along the Mississippi River in La Crosse, Wisconsin, 25 this morning in the Blue Gold Territory of Eau Claire, 28 over there in Amory, Wisconsin, 30 degrees in Wisconsin Rapids, and looks like around 25 degrees right now in Wausau. Those are your temperatures. Again, no major incidents across Wisconsin roadways. You should be able to get to wherever you are going. Just leave time, go the speed limit, save life, save gas in these times. Although gas, I went by the place on the Quick Trip, one of my favorite Quick Trips in Madison, where I get gas unleaded yesterday, Greg, $2.71 a gallon.
Wow.
$2.71.
There's a gas station in Milwaukee.
But gas prices are too high.
Yeah. Well, there's a gas station in Milwaukee, you know, the terrible place of Milwaukee, $2.58.
$2.58. Wow.
Yep.
$2.58.
You know, Joe Biden and that failed economy. Joe, with your failed gas, because you're in charge of gas prices. That's right. And grocery prices. It's all you. It's all
right,
you.
Right, right, right.
It's like slipping into a Donald Trump impression there. Oh, my gosh.
I like that. Right. I'm not kidding around. That's my Dana Carvey doing Joe Biden.
Hey, I'm not kidding around.
I'm serious. I'm not joking.
But seriously, I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding around. It's the 12th of November, 2024. Greg Bach, I am so excited to talk about lots of food today in November 12th, day of National Days. It is National French Dip Day.
Ooh.
I love myself a good French dip sandwich. And to me, part of what makes a good French dip is the bread. You need a bread that's a little hearty and it's going to hold, you know, maybe even a little toasted, just slightly toasted. And then you got your layers of shaved roast beef and then the au jus sauce or the au jus, to dip that in there. I mean, oh, you get that in a plate of fries and some Heinz ketchup and you're set to go.
You know,
and a Coke.
Todd, I refuse to call it that. It's a freedom dip. It's a freedom dip. Remember how dumb that was? Remember how dumb
right,
that was?
Oh, I'm sure, and I'm sure those people are all getting American bikini waxes as well.
Honey, I want a freedom kiss you right now.
Along with my American standard poodle. All right. But now, you were saying during the break that your lovely and talented significant other wife makes a particular type of French dip. Please tell us more.
She makes a French dip slider. So all of those ingredients with a dollop of horseradish on freshly baked muffin or biscuits.
So she puts
all the ingredients on the biscuit, and then she puts those in the oven and she bakes those up. And so the biscuits are crispy on the outside, soft on the inside, and then you got just wonderful all the ingredients. Oh. It's just so delicious, and they're sliders too, so you can just, you know, bop bop bop. You're like, I've eaten 10 of these. I want to go to bed now. So,
right,
so lovely, so delicious.
Mouth is watering.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Guess what? Also one of my favorite things. Today happens to be on the 12th of November, National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. Now, I think there's been some studies. I'm only telling you myself, when I'm feeling a little ill, even if I just need some good comfort food, boy, some homemade chicken noodle soup, it really is soulful soup food, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. That sounds really good right now. Soup.
Are you a fan of chicken soup?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes. Yes, yeah. And a hearty one too. Lots of crackers in there. Just
oh yeah.
And I'll open up a can of Campbell's. I don't care. I'm not like picky. I like it.
See, that's a good point. I like all most variations of chicken soup. I agree with you. Just a simple can of a Campbell's chicken soup, fantastic. But also like a nice homemade one is great as well.
Yeah.
Here's something, in my opinion, more controversial. It is National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day. Yes, there is a day for that. I'm not a big Pizza with the Works kind of guy. I don't like all the crap on there.
What does the works mean then? I mean, I guess like...
I everything but anchovy. I mean, all your peppers, your black olives, all your meats. We have the meats. everything. Everything except anchovies.
It's a lot of competing flavors. Yeah, no, thank you.
Yes.
I like your pizza with cheese with maybe one, with no more than three toppings, and they have to complement each other. But this, the works thing, no, thank you.
We're on the same page there. I'm a big, simple Napolitano. Oh, how do you say that? Napolitano, a margarita.
It's pizza Janet guy. Napolitano. Get it right, Tom. My goodness.
Yes, the Attorney General. I like my people and my pizza pretty simple because, you know, I'm a simple guy.
There you go.
It turns out.
Yeah.
So those are a couple of the days today on the 12th of November. Let's quickly check some birthdays here, shall we? There we go. Whose birthday is it today, Greg Bach? Let's kind of... Al Michaels' birthday is today.
Who is that?
How about that? Happy birthday, Al Michaels.
Okay, there you go.
ABC Monday Night Football, now Thursday night. Al Michaels, his birthday today. Sammy Sosa, also his birthday. Ian Bremmer's birthday today. And Tanya Harding. Be careful for those kneecaps as you go through your birthday. Happy birthday to her. Come on.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.